Most days, Ron Darnell hosts sportsmen at his gun range west of Bloomington. Teams blast clay discs out of the sky or pop holes through paper targets for points.
We have quite a club here. We do retail sales, both in firearms, ammunition, and a lot of repairs.
Today, Darnell is closing a bit early. A group of uniformed officers have booked the range for the rest of the day. Their target practice is for public safety, not for sport.
Ready, stand by, fire!
They're armed guards hired by the government to protect courthouses and other federal buildings. They regularly prove their skill and reaction time with service pistols, just as police officers do. Ron Darnell says many people he sells guns to have a lot to learn about their care and the law. He says they'd benefit from some of the training and testing law enforcement have to undergo.
We're seeing an awful lot of new shooters in the game, and they really need some instructions, training, and some legal aspects covered. So when they do have to make a decision, which is a big one, to use a firearm for protection, they will know the laws and what they'll be involved in after the altercation happens.
Legalizing concealed carry in Illinois will likely mean a flood of new customers for range owners like Darnell. That's because lawmakers wrote 8 hours of mandatory training into the legislation, a number that later doubled as House Speaker Michael Madigan threw his political weight behind it. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown calls 16 hours rather than 8 hours a common sense approach.
We looked at all the states, and I think this number will be the largest amount of training required in the nation. A police officer goes through at least 40 hours of firearms training. Some people thought that would be a good number, but then thought, well, that may be an unrealistic goal to try and achieve. Clearly, the more training a person has with something as dangerous as a loaded firearm makes sense for the whole population.
In addition to the initial 16 hours of training, gun owners wanting to renew a permit after 5 years will have to return to the range for a refresher course. When it comes to hours, Illinois went above and beyond standards set by other states, but lawmakers decided against something else other states do, make shooters test or qualify using the same gun they plan to carry in public. Greg Sullivan says that would have made sense for Illinois.
If you're going to carry a weapon and ever have to use it, you want something that you're familiar with, that you've qualified with.
Sullivan is head of the Illinois Sheriff's Association. Some of the sheriffs he's heard from wanted the full 40 hours of police-style training for new permit holders. He says the general public doesn't need tactical training police receive. For Sullivan, ensuring that people carrying in public will do so safely is less about quantity of time and more about quality of the instructor administering the test.
I don't think any firearm instructor in his right mind is going to give anybody a certificate who they don't think can handle a weapon safely. You can flunk this course, yes. They want people out there who are carrying safely, responsibly, and if that's not the case, they're not going to pass them.
Back at Darnell's gun range near Bloomington, I meet Armed Security Officer Frank Whitmore. He guards a federal building in the Quad Cities, and he's recently gotten a side job.
About a year ago, I became an NRA basic pistol instructor. There's a lot of guys that are starting to do this.
It's people like Whitmore who the state is counting on to take on the likely flood of concealed carry applicants, people who are already qualified to carry a gun while on duty in public and certified to teach others how to carry, clean, and store a weapon. Whitmore says a big part of training is simply getting misinformation out of people's heads.
A lot of people who don't know about guns, don't know how to handle them safely, don't know that they don't what they can and can't do. I mean, unfortunately, so much of what we learned today is learned from television.
People on both sides of the debate over guns in Illinois agree that hands-on, live-fire training is important for those who plan to carry a loaded weapon in public. Those seeking a permit will have to find a state-certified instructor. The Illinois State Police is responsible for finding, screening, and certifying trainers within 6 months of concealed carry becoming law. State police with an understaffed office is already struggling to process record numbers of firearm owner ID card applications. The agency has asked for additional money to fund the rollout of concealed carry. I'm Peter Gray.